Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the St. Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled, Forgive the Guilty.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 11, verses 1 to 4. It happened that Jesus was in a certain place praying. And when he had finished, one of his disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. Jesus said to them, when you pray, this is what to say. Father, may your name be held holy, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive each one who is in debt to us. And do not put us to the test. The Gospel of the Lord. When I look at myself, I know I blindly promise to forgive, but I really fulfill that promise. We say the Our Father and use the word trespasses because I forgive those who trespass against me doesn't need much thinking about. In Australia, there used to be a sign at a sister's convent, trespassers will be punished to the full extent of the law. Although sisters never meant that. Politics in the USA is a brutal business. We don't forgive political enemies. It is kill or be killed. We do not forgive those who previously attacked us. Terrorists are the worst example. Jesus says, love your enemies. Well, how can we love terrorists? We can try. I love you, but I do not like what you are doing. But can we try to work out why they behave this way? We recently had the awful example of drones killing the wrong people. Some of them were women and children, helping our enemies, forgiving our enemies can change attitudes. Maybe we have to begin by going small. Do I have family members that I do not forgive? What about starting with them? Some family feuds are so old, we have forgotten where they began. The people who started them are long dead. It is always time to heal. Who is in need of my forgiveness or help? What I know from my ministry is that most people are generous. Recently, a family who had just moved into our neighborhood had a house fire and lost everyone. They had five little children. Someone started a GoFundMe page, and within a week, $13,000 was donated to help them begin again. I've watched people of various races coming together in schools and other groups. Our society is full of those examples. Sporting groups now know that race cannot divide us. But this is a recent development. The apostles came to Jesus to tell him they had stopped someone they did not know preaching in his name. They stopped them because they said, "They are not one of us." And Jesus replied to them, "Do not stop them. Whoever is not against us is for us." Jesus provides the model for forgiveness and acceptance. We have a huge problem of poverty in the United States. And we know that poverty is fanning hate. How can we alleviate that? Well, I have seen groups like the Knights of Columbus and St. Vincent de Paul Society who, by helping the poor, are promoting peace and forgiveness. During the pandemic, we saw medical professionals literally laying down their lives to help the suffering. What models those people are. Our churches everywhere have to become promoters of peace. Then we can begin to ask God to forgive us too. Well, thank you so much for listening, and God bless your day. Bye-bye.